This is Bobby Nadeau of Black Soul Rhythms Radio. We are live with Chris Jasper of Gold City Records.
Thank you for taking the time out to do this interview.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I had a chance to sample some of your music, and I was listening to the song Everything I Do.
Yeah.
The CD title song, and I have to say it has a smooth, upbeat flavor that makes you kind of just want to move.
Okay.
What was the motivation for Everything I Do?
Well, on this CD, I wanted to go back to, musically, I wanted to go back to funk, you know, and because it was something I hadn't done. I hadn't done an album with all funky songs on it before. So this was an album that I just wanted to put all the funk albums on there, all the funk songs on one album. And Everything I Do is a song really about how a husband should treat a wife. You know, everything I do revolves around you. And of course, all of my love songs are inspired by my wife. So it's about, you know, a husband and wife relationship, and mainly how the husband should treat the wife.
And what is your creative process for all your songs? Is that that's for most of them?
Well, some of them are inspirational. They have an inspirational message to it, like Stand Up. And the other one is He's the Judge. You know, those have inspirational messages to them. But, you know, it just depends on what subject matter I want to touch on.
Well, ministry through music has always been one of my favorite means to express your faith and to reach out to others. What made you want to do gospel music, or a mixture of gospel and circular music?
Well, it just reflects a change in my life, how I'm living, how I've been living for a long time. And I always thought that being in the entertainment business, it's a privilege to do that. And I always felt that I want to say something positive in my songs. Even the song Superbad, that song isn't a gospel, but it does have an inspiring message to it. You know, promoting education and stressing how important education is in a young person's life. So I always want to put a positive message in the song. Even Caravan of Love is a universal, message, you know, of love and understanding. So that's kind of a preference of mine, is to put something positive in the music.
It's funny that you mentioned Caravan of Love, because I remember in the 1980s when I was a young adult, I was venturing out by myself, traveling on a Greyhound bus, and at the time they didn't have iPods, it was a Walkman. And I was sitting on the bus feeling kind of nervous and scared, and a friend of mine had gave me a CD, and I started listening to it, and it was Caravan of Love. And I was like, this song made me feel good. So it's really kind of an honor for me to be able to actually speak with the lead vocalist of Caravan of Love.
Yeah, that's good. Because when I wrote the song, it was a song that was, I wanted it to reach people and to get that message out that, you know, to be positive, to show love and compassion for each other. And it's really good to see that it did impact you. And I did get some other calls about it, too, when it first came out. That was a real important song for me.
It's still one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite feel-good songs.
All right.
Is there any chance that there will be any music videos coming out for, say, like Everything I Do?
I'm working on some concepts now. I hope I can get some out as soon as I can. But, yeah, we're working on some concepts.
They say that there's nothing like performing in front of a live audience. The thrill and excitement is indescribable. Is there any chance that you will be doing live performances soon?
Yes, I would like to do that. It's just that, you know, the concert industry is a little different than it was, you know, years ago. But I'd like to do some dates here and there. I just don't know when. I'm recording another project right now, too. So I'm doing a lot of studio work now, but I hope maybe when it warms up a bit, you know, and snow goes away, you know, then we can get a little touring in maybe.
And you are the owner and creator of Gold City Records?
Yeah, I started it back in 88, back when Superbad came out, that single. That was the first single from Gold City Records. And my wife and I started the company, and, you know, we've been putting stuff out ever since.
When you're not creating music, what do you do to recharge or relax?
When I'm not creating music, well, my wife has a law practice, which is I help out with that sometimes, but that's not a relaxation. But I like landscaping. I like to be outside, you know, doing stuff with my hands.
Okay.
That's kind of how it helps me relax, you know, get away from phones and computers and, you know, everything, and just be outside, you know, swimming, you know, that kind of stuff.
Do you have any musical influences?
Yeah, I would say Motown in general was a huge influence. You know, some artists from there were Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke, big influence there. But those are the ones I can think of off the top of my head. But, you know, Motown in general was a huge influence on me.
What kind of music do you listen to? Do you listen to a variety, or is there just a few, or?
It's mostly, I would say mostly, you know, R&B and soul. That's mostly what I listen to. I do listen to some, you know, current things that are out now and then, but it's mostly R&B.
I'm sure you get asked this a lot, most of the time, but what was it like being part of the Isley Brothers?
It was a good experience, a really good experience, being able to work as a group. You know, I was much younger then, you know, a lot of things were new to me, and I learned a lot. It was a great experience to, you know, record, go out there on the road, tour. Like I said, the touring industry is different now. Back then, you could tour all the time.
Right.
There was a huge market for it. So that was a great experience.
Do you have any advice that you would give, say, a young person starting out, maybe 15, 16, in the music industry, what, you know, roads or steps they should take?
I would say, you know, be prepared for it, and work on your skill, whatever that is, if it's singing, if it's, you know, being a musician. Make sure you're the best that you can be, because there's a lot of competition that you'll be up against. And also have other people evaluate you, you know, who are professional people, so that you don't, you know, go out a little too soon. You know, be determined and take good advice. You know, don't get caught up in a lot of the traps, you know, that can be out there.
I'm sure there probably has been challenges throughout your musical career. What would you say would be one of the biggest challenges, and how did you overcome it?
Biggest challenge.
or a challenge, I should say.
Yeah. I guess the first big challenge was forming Isley Jazz for Isley. That was the first one. Because we've been used to working, you know, as a six-member group, and then we went back to a trio, you know, Miriam and Marvin, and that was a big challenge there. And that's the under that trio, that's when we recorded Caravan of Love on the second album. The first album was like more of an experimental album, but that challenge of establishing ourselves, you know, as a separate group, that was a big challenge, and Caravan of Love was an important part of that. And then the next big challenge, I guess, was my solo career when I did Superbad. That was even a bigger challenge, because then I was, you know, I was by myself. And that was an important record for me, Superbad. And it kind of established me as a solo artist.
And where can we find buy or download your CD?
We can find it on Go City Music, a website. You can also find it on iTunes and Amazon and CD Baby and in some of your record stores too. So, you know, it's out there.
Well, I will definitely look for it. And I thank you again for doing this interview with me. My interviews are kind of short and sweet, but I did enjoy everything I do. Still love Caravan of Love.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
This is Bobby Mae Juice, and this has been your musical artist spotlight on Black Soul Rhythms Radio.